Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Old Dominion ranks in the bottom third of states for ethics enforcement. That's the conclusion of a new report from the Coalition for Integrity. Shruti Shah at the Coalition says the General Assembly has ethics advisory panels, but they're limited.
They do have the power to investigate ethics violation, but it's only on referral from the Conflict of Interest and Ethics Advisory Council. They have no authority to sanction any violations that they uncover.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says it's really not all that surprising that open government laws don't get much traction in Richmond.
It is the people who are elected that have to choose to put themselves under the microscope and allow themselves to be investigated and, when appropriate, to have enforcement procedures. And somehow the General Assembly never gets around to the last piece of that puzzle.
The Coalition for Integrity is hoping candidates for office this November will finally get around to the last piece of that puzzle. And they're asking candidates to take what they call the Virginia Integrity Challenge, pledging to support some kind of enforcement authority. So far, 18 candidates have signed on, both Democrat and Republican. I'm Michael Pope.